Empire State Center just so he can have a movie date with his girlfriend. No kidding, this isn't a clip from a movie. It's a true story. All 22,000 seats, every single one of them belonged to him for a night, so he got this surprise dinner and a movie for the girl he's pursuing. Actually, you might be thinking, well, I don't have the money to buy the one ticket, nor do I have the time or energy to do that. However, I'm certain that you spent countless hours trying to please, let's say, your spouse, your family, your teachers, your friends, or even your boss at work. When was the last time you poured out your heart and soul to please the Lord? When was the last time you gave it all? You gave it your all to your Redeemer? Well, today, let me share with you a couple of ways you can. Once again, if you have your Bibles with you, turn to Colossians chapter 3, and I'll just go over verses 1 to 11 once again. Colossians 3, 1 to 11. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, for Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these. Anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices, and put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Study the Word of God, it's important to look at the context. In this case, the Colossian Christians, they were not acting like Christians, but they might be acting like a cultish group that reflected the human philosophies of this world. Paul is admonishing them to change their ways. Instead of living to the rules of this world, he's telling them, hey, live like who you are. In fact, first and foremost, you are citizens.
责来做，而是要做他们自己。换句话说，要活得像他们是在天国的公民。
So what does Paul say? He's telling them, as a result, they were to set their hearts and minds on things above, and not of the living principles here on earth.
所以呢，他们要定睛在天上的事，而不是在地上的事。
Listen, you and I are living in this world, there's no doubt about it, but we are not part of it.
我们是生活在这个世上，但是我们并不是这个世界的一部分。
In other words, we're only here temporarily.
我们只是暂时的在这里。
Whether you're financially successful or not, living a comfortable life or not, we are not part of this world.
不管你富裕与否，你生活的舒服与否，我们都不是这个世界的一部分。
We're only sojourners.
我们只不过是寄居者。
Why? Because we belong to a different realm.
为什么？因为我们属于另一个王国。
As a result, we have to fix our minds and our hearts on things above.
所以我们要定睛在天上的事。
In March of 1988, my parents, we knew that in August, we were going to immigrate to the U.S.
在88年的3月，我们我父母知道8月份的时候，我们将全家移民去美国。
My dad was continuing his studies in Tawako, New Jersey, and of course, he also wanted a better life for his family.
我父亲要来 Tawako 的神学院读书，同时呢，他也希望我们全家会有一个更好的生活。
Well, knowing that we have like about 5 months left in Malaysia, do you think my parents are going to buy a house?
知道我们在马来西亚还有五个月的时间生活，你们觉得他们会不会在那边想到要在那边投资买一幢房吗？
Of course not. First of all, they don't have the money, but it's a long-term investment.
当然不会当然金钱是一个问题，但是这是一个长期的投资。
It's silly to buy a house when we're not going to stay long in it.
如果我们在那边买了一幢房子，又不会长期居住的话，那是很愚蠢的。
Maybe we should get a car or a motorcycle.
或者我们应该换一辆新的摩托车或者汽车。
But once again, for what reason? That would be a waste of money since we're going to keep it for what? A few months?
那为什么呢？我们又不会长期在那边。
If anything, they should look towards a time in America, maybe invest in a house or a car there.
如果他们真要投资的话，
Why? Because that's where we were going. It makes more sense to invest over there.
为什么呢？因为这是我们要去的目的地。
Why? Because the U.S. government has changed our status. We are now a unique group of people who can live and study in the United States.
当时美国政府已经改变了我们的移民身份，我们可以到美国去。
And that's the idea here. Since we have been raised with Christ, that means our status has changed as well.
这是我一个形象化的比喻。我们作为基督徒，我们在主里的地位也改变。
And as a result, those who have trusted Jesus as their Savior, we're no longer citizens of this world. We are citizens of heaven.
我们信靠主耶稣为我们救主的人，我们不再是这个世界的公民，而是天国的公民。
We are only here on earth temporarily. So as a result, we are to set our hearts and our minds on.
我们在世上只是暂时的，所以我们要定睛在天国的事上。
We have to invest in the heavenly kingdom, which is the place we are going.
我们应该投资在天上的事。
So you might be asking me, well, how do we do that?
你会问，那我们该怎么做？
How do we spiritually invest in our heavenly citizenship?
我们应该在灵性上怎么为我们在天国的公民？
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
In the next few verses, it says, because of our hope in heaven, well, it says here, we are to put to death our earthly nature.
这里说，因为我们在主里，我们在主里的信，我们要致死我们在地上的肢体。
There's no doubt there are people here who are struggling with these desires that are described in the text.
我们很多人都为了这些缺点属世的缺点和征战。
From fornication such as pornography to the love of money or material possession, the command here is to put them to death.
比如说淫乱，比如说对物质金钱的热爱，这些我们都是要致死。
The tense in the Greek here has this idea of cutting it off completely.
希腊文里面，它是表示要彻底的断绝。
And the picture is that of a gardener who's pruning or cutting off plants that's useless and is draining the plant's resources.
就像一个园丁，他要把那些没有用的树枝剪掉。
You know, like my dad likes to garden.
我父亲喜欢种地。
He thinks he's pretty good.
他觉得他做得很好。
But the rest of the family thinks he needs to work harder in the garden.
但我们都觉得他应该做得更好。
Now there are these pear trees in the backyard, and these pears are pretty small.
我们后院有一棵梨树。
Why? Well, one of the reasons is because these branches are just carrying dead weight. They're not bearing any fruit.
为什么呢？因为有些树枝只不过是在那边承受重量，但是不结果。You
see, if my dad was a good gardener, he would prune or he would chop off those useless branches so that more nourishment could go to parts that are bearing fruit.
如果我父亲真的是一位好园丁的话，他会把那些枝子都切掉。 这样的话呢，就会这个树的营养就会供应充分，使那些结果子的结得更好。And
that's the picture here, right? We are no longer citizens of earth. We have to put our time, our resources, our energy in heavenly investments.
这里就形象化的说明了，我们虽然是世上的公民，但是呢，我们应该把所有属灵的投资在天国。Why?
Because we are supposed to be different from this world. We are to be set apart.
我们应该与世人不一样，我们要分辨开来。Listen,
when people see you, do they see you as first and foremost a follower of Jesus?
当人们看到你的时候，他们应该首先看到我们是耶稣的信徒。Or
do they see you as a student first, or a lawyer, a banker, a doctor?
还是他们看我们只是一个银行家，一个律师或者？
Or even worse, maybe they don't even see any difference from you and a non-believer. You see, our identity, first and foremost, ought to be the fact that we are Christians, because our lifestyle exemplifies that. The words that we say, the things that we do, they ought to be so different from this world that people will take notice.
所言所行都应该和世人不一样，这样人们就会注意到我们。Why?
Once again, because our citizenship is in heaven, not on earth.
为什么呢？因为我们的公民权是在天国，而不是在世上。Let's
go back to that list of sins that are described.
我们再来看这里所列举的罪。Notice
that the only way to put these sins to death is to cut it off completely.
我们知道，要把这些罪致死。 最终的方法就是彻底的断绝。
In other words, we need to run away from it.
就是我们要逃离它。
Whenever we deal with sins of the flesh, such as sexual sins or lust, there's really no cure.
我们有时候对待肉体的罪的时候，真的是没有什么根治。There's
only prevention.
只有防止。
And in this case, the type of prevention is to flee, you just run away from these sins.
在这里。
The reason is because you can't resist these type of sins. As a result, avoidance. Avoidance is the only way. So if a person is struggling with the lust of the eyes, well, he needs to avoid those things that will tempt him. Because once he starts viewing inappropriate material, he fall into temptation. So avoid at all costs.
所以，你可以不惜代价的来躲避这些事。
Take a look at verse 8. Paul reminds the Colossians to get rid of anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language, and lying.
在第八节中，保罗提醒我们要弃绝恼恨、愤怒、恶语、诽谤和口中污秽的言语。
Notice that these are attitudes and practices that a person is so used to doing.
这是人们常做的或者一种习惯。
And what Paul is saying is that we need to break those filthy habits.
这里保罗提醒我们要弃绝这一切。
In contrast, take a look at verse 12, which we didn't read. He says, instead, you are to build better habits by clothing yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
在十二节中，保罗提醒我们要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
And there's no doubt some of us have those habits we're so used to. And Paul's saying, get rid of it, get rid of it.
如果有人真的有这样的恶习的话，
I think one of the best ways to get rid of it is to make it a routine, right? We are creatures of habit. If we're used to doing something, we're going to keep going and keep doing it, right? It's very hard to break it. And when you introduce something new, well, it's going to be very hard to incorporate it as well, right?For example, you're not used to exercising, all you do is watch TV and get fat and more fat. But it's hard to eat right and exercise. It's going to take time. Guess what? In the spiritual realm, it's even harder. Because not only are you against the flesh, the world is also against you, and so is the devil. So it's even harder to build godly habits when we talk about spiritual things. So what we said is that Paul has given us the reason why we have to focus on heavenly things.
所以这里保罗给我们就是我们为什么要定睛在世上的理由。
And the reason is because our spiritual status has changed. We are no longer citizens of the earth, but citizens of heaven.
这是因为我们属灵的地位改变了，我们不再是世上的公民，而是天国的公民。
And Paul gives us a couple of ways in which we can act differently from this world, suggesting we put to death sins of the flesh and by building up good habits. But as we close, let's put what we've been saying in a different perspective. If our identity is in Christ and we belong to Him, guess what? We are to act.Of Jesus Christ, then our actions ought to reflect that of His disciples. If you claim to be a Christian and yet you don't act like one, how could that be? It makes no sense.That's what Paul is saying in verses 9 and 10. He's saying, you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge and the image of the Creator. Notice there's no command here. Two verses, indicative statements, declaring who you were at one time, now declaring that you're a whole new person. As a result, if we are a new creation, we are to act like it. Listen, when you guys go to Donaldson Park, it's right here, right? And you see some ducks, right? Well, what do you hear it do, right? What do you hear them do? You hear them quack, right?Let's say you see some cats there, you hear them meowing.
猫叫是不一样的。
You see some dogs walking around, guess what they bark. Imagine hearing a duck barking. Or imagine hearing a dog meowing. It doesn't make sense, right? That's a no-go. That doesn't happen. Or remember when you guys were young and then your parents took you to a farm and you see a cow, right? And you just, it moves, right? Imagine that meow doesn't move, but it starts barking like a dog. That's not normal. The same imagery is applied here. As children of God, you are to reflect the image of Jesus Christ, because that's what, or that's who you are. You are a Christ follower. Your spiritual status has changed, and as a result, your actions and your words should reflect that. But you see, if we act like the world, then we are no different from them, right? We are no longer set apart. So as God's chosen people, we are to be different. We have a new spiritual status. When people see us, they should see Christ. Just like how you know when you're with your families, especially Asian families, and when you introduce them to another Asian family, the best compliment in the world seems to be, oh, your son is just like you, or your daughter is just like you. Son, Jesus Christ. And that's why in Colossians 3, the command here is to put to death our earthly nature and instead clothe ourselves with God-like virtues. The Greeks have used the terms to put on, to put off. And they used it with the soldiers. After going into war, they come back, they would take off their combat suit and then put on civilian clothing. Is he's not a soldier anymore. He's a civilian. Why would he want to put on his soldier outfit? And I think this applies to us, right? Many of us still act like non-believers. We walk like them, we talk like them, and there seems to be no difference between us and them. That cannot be, because it's like watching a cow barking. That's not normal. You need to put to death your habitual sins and act like who you are in Christ. So this week, what can you do to reflect who you are in Christ? In the things that you do and the things that you say? Maybe you are struggling with some of these sinful desires that are listed. Maybe you have a bad temper and you need to learn to control it. Maybe you're so used to cussing that it's almost a common language and you just hold it in church. And all these things do not exemplify your new creation in Christ. Last weekend, I went to a wedding. I'll tell you, it was not a fun time. was so unorganized and unfortunate, but unfortunately I was the best man. From the early morning I had to run from Staples, Starbucks, ShopRite. They forgot where to, they left their wedding rings so I could find them. They didn't arrange rides for relatives so I had to drive them home late at night. Even 3 hours before the wedding started, they decided to have an outside wedding, so I was outside baking in the sun. Besides the hassles that I had to endure, the groom had it even worse because he had to deal with all these shortcomings and, of course, the wrath of the parents when things are not going right. But here's the thing, in the midst of all this chaos, despite the turmoil and the sunburns that we were getting, there seems to be a tremendous joy in the groom's face. Why? Because he has set his heart and his mind on marrying his fiancée. He has fixed his eyes on her because of his love for her and her love for him. So that's exactly what we have in Christ. In Christ, our spiritual status has changed from being single to being spiritually married to Jesus. Just like a person going from singleness to being married, you are not to live like the world any longer. Right? We have committed to Him now. We're different. So as a result, we are to fix our hearts and our minds on things above. Our status has changed. We're no longer citizens of this world. And just like my friend, despite the chaos that surrounds him, because he's fixed his eyes and his heart on the woman he loved, all the troubles around him seem to just disappear. Didn't matter that things were going awry, because he was marrying the person he loved. Well, let me suggest to you that when we fix our eyes on God, when we set our hearts and our minds on Him, the deliverer of our soul, we too can have this inner sense of peace despite living in a chaotic world. And when we trust and obey what God has commanded us to do, guess what? We please Him. Thank you for another opportunity to come here to listen to your words. And I do pray for each one here that we will take this to our hearts, Lord, that we will act like who we are in Christ, which is the fact that we are a new creation. So, God, that we're still struggling with certain habitual sins in our lives, and maybe there are unconfessed sins in our lives, that there are relationships that need to be reconciled, Lord, give us the strength, give us the courage, give us the wisdom to do that. So, God, every day I pray that for each person here in this church, that you're molding us, refining us, conforming us to the image of your Son. And Lord, we know it's not going to be easy. We know that the world is against us, the flesh is against us, and the devil is against us. Lord, we pray that the Spirit was living inside of us.